to hear there.
Also, there's a lot of discussion in terms of disaster recovery site locations. How far apart should a production site be from a recovery site?
And as a good consultant, I would have to use the typical answer, it depends. what we have here is there's a few things to consider. What kind of disaster are you trying to protect yourself from or your organization? But more predominantly, what geography are you in? If you are along the Florida coast, chances are you should be quite far from your production site because of hurricanes, as we saw, in fact, last year. It was pretty devastating in New Orleans and Alabama and Florida. So, of course, your 10 miles or 20 miles will definitely not be sufficient in those areas. Conversely, if you're in Texas, for example, and you're trying to protect yourself from tornadoes, well, as we know, tornadoes are very, very narrow. It's really a path. So then the distance could be lesser. What we've seen in recent surveys that were done from a DR perspective in the industry, we've seen an average of about 30 miles. There was an effort from the SEC to try to impose a standard. They quickly abandoned just because of that very specific fact of the geography and what you're really trying to protect your data from or your data center. It also depends on criticality and potential losses. If you are losing millions of dollars because your data is not accessible, then it may be acceptable to be far away and spend that kind of money. Conversely, if you're not losing as much, it's always a question of balancing your losses with the cost of protecting your assets. So it may not be financially feasible to be very, very far away, such as halfway across the country. So we need to measure the losses versus the risk and the value of the data and the cost of solution. Another factor to consider also is the latency or the rate at which transactions or I/O has to be replicated from one place to another. So if you're replicating data, for example, from a production site to a remote site, you need to make sure that data makes it there on time, especially if it's very far away. There may be latency here that may not be acceptable to your business. So there's a lot of factors to consider before a decision like that is made. So again, going back to the original answer, as you can see, it really depends. There's a lot of factors to examine here.
So it sounds like one size doesn't fit all when you're considering an alternate site.
That's correct. That's correct. That requires quite a bit of thinking and planning. And beyond just an IT perspective, we really need to look at the business side of things, your requirements, and potentially regulatory compliance requirements as well.